Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, whatever, 7 after the hour, that's where we always are when we get started with our conversation each hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jan, Victoria, so the J today is J. J is in Jay Kirshner. Victoria Keelan is here. She'll be gone for the rest of the week because she's having a little vacay. She's decided to visit a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts to find out what really goes on. So I'm going to put a shovel in her hand.
You're very selective when choosing the farm.
All right, yes, very selective, yeah. Jennifer has done an event with Larry, I think, last night, Larry Elder, and so she'll not be here. She's probably grogging into whatever rest she'll have before she does what she does out in Los Angeles in the morning. The weekend has been filled with focus on September 11th, 2001, and appropriately so. The investigations, the documents, the scrutinization, the appearance of George Bush at the 20th for the Pennsylvania crash seems ironic. Maybe that's the nicest thing I can say about it, because he apparently is more of a culprit in this than perhaps anybody else in terms of why it is we don't know really what happened. Why it is we really don't know who was involved. Why it is we really don't know. It's the whys. People want to know the why. And we don't know. None of us really know why. We can speculate. We can postulate. We can think, well, this is what really happened, because you listen to somebody who seems to be convincing. And I'll tell you, I listened to a lady who runs the group, and you probably, Victoria, know this lady's name. I can't remember it right now. There's a group of families. She's a lawyer. I know that much about her. And she has for 20 years been trying to get to the bottom of what happened on September 11th, why there are the death certificates for all of the people who died, the reason for our connection to so many governments that have covered up information, how intricate the workings were of the 19 people that came from Saudi Arabia. And so there have been chances and opportunities, and she claims that Barack Obama is the worst among all of the presidents. It's sort of a listening to her anyway in this Smirconish interview. It really was amazing. I've actually asked.
Is that because she? And I didn't listen to the whole interview. But is that because he was not in favor of those families being able to sue the Saudi government? That was controversial, but the reason, because that was all in New York, and Chuck Schumer really pushed that through that they passed that law that allows the victims to sue the Saudi government. The reason Obama said that he was not in favor of it, and he said it's not that he didn't understand why they would want to do that, but, you know, he was a constitutional lawyer at Harvard, and that's what he taught, and he said it opened up the American government to so much scrutiny in terms of other people being able to sue us, that it was really just a legal issue that he was not in favor of, and not like the moral issue of it. But that was a big controversy, and a lot of people didn't really understand why he said what he did at the time. But yeah, I'm sure that's part of it.
Well, I think this woman makes a convincing argument, and I'm trying to, through your efforts amongst others, to get this lady on here, because it just, there were so many questions I guess we haven't thought about a lot of these things. There are other things that are on our plate coming to the surface over the last 20 years, but because the 20th anniversary opened up all those old wounds.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah, and there was a, what's Banfield's first name? She's on...
Ashley Banfield?
Ashley, yes, right. Mm-hmm. I think she's a fabulous interviewer and news person. She had on her program on Friday night the fellow, her producer, who happened to be working at the Pentagon 100 feet from where the plane crashed into the building. Mm. And, you know, that's compelling audio and video. Listening to him, how he survived, and then what he did after he realized what was going on, how many lives he saved, what the situation was like there. That's, of all of the, we pay so much attention to what happened to the Twin Towers. I think sometimes we don't get the gist of what happened in terms of how that plane lodged itself into the side of the Pentagon. And what, you know, that plane had just taken off. It was a 757 American 77 from Washington to Los Angeles, again loaded with fuel. And so it went up and it came down fast. Sort of the same thing with that Flight 93 that actually ended up landing upside down in that field because the people on that plane, as you'll recall, managed to have a, they fought with the people that were taking it down. And that was supposed to go, by the way, that plane was supposed to, I think if I remember correctly, they were trying to get that into the White House. Anyway.
I think that one was the Capitol building they were going towards.
The Capitol building.
Yeah,
okay,
that sounds
right.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, I was very disturbed, frankly, listening to this interview with a lady, the victim's families, and I was, because there aren't, she's right, there are no answers. And these people from Saudi Arabia have been protected. And she uses another example, the Khashoggi thing, as to why we, you know, what is there about Saudi Arabia? Do they have pictures of all the presidents with chickens? What is it? Or is it just the oil? Is it?
Right? I mean, that's the thing, you know, every president comes in and says, you know, I'm going to be tough on China and tough on the Saudis, and then nothing happens. And it's, I the only thing I can guess, and we've said this here, we've talked about this before, and, you know, and Jen and I being on, you know, different sides of the aisle, it's something we totally agree on, that it's disappointing that when every president comes in saying, you know, we're going to be tough on the Saudis and oil independent and all this other stuff, and then, you know, you see people in meetings, and it's kind of like, well, what happened in those meetings that all of a sudden now Jared Kushner is meeting with the Saudis, and then no one wants to talk about Jamal Khashoggi anymore.
Yeah, it's not so much. It is what, but it's also why. Why is it that, you're right, everything turns around
like
once they get
allies.
Sitting in that seat.
Yeah,
they're
considered to be our allies in the Middle East. They're the only stabilizing force there, and I guess that's why, no matter what they do, which is so egregious, that we know that that's what they did on 9/11, and yet we went to the wrong country and had the wrong war.
Awful. It was, and it was almost imbecilic.
It is. It is.
It really is. It was to listen to Hillary Clinton. And
remember the weapons of mass destruction?
Oh,
that
my
wasn't
God.
Even real? Remember
and
that?
And then the director of Colin Powell, who was Secretary of Defense at the time, came up with this lame thing, and it was embarrassing to listen to him get on the bandwagon, not like him at all. And then you see the statement from the Saudi embassy, quote, the kingdom is always...
Oh, that was just insulting.
Advocated for transparency surrounding September 11th. That's such bullcrap.
Right.
No evidence has ever emerged to indicate the Saudi government or its officials had previously any knowledge of the terrorist attack. What? Stick a cork in your butt.
That's like saying Jamal Khashoggi dismembered himself.
Right.
He fell, and then he happened to fall apart, like Humpty Dumpty. We didn't do it.
Yeah. And the fact that we believe this, where is Joe Biden on all of this stuff? Where was Trump? Where was Obama? Where was Clinton? Where was Bush? And the answer is they all vacated. Whatever, as you were saying before, another way of saying that there is something there that is it going further than oil? Why? I want to know why. And there's no forthcoming answer. And where are all of these BSing the investigative reporters? You know, Smirkonish, if you can get beyond his ego, actually does a pretty good job with some of this stuff. He's a serious XM guy. He used to be on in Washington. I think he has a weekend CNN show.
My mom is a huge fan of his.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
And he comes up with good you know, again, the only thing you have to get past is ego.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's some stuff that comes out of the interviews that he does that are, you know, quite. This thing amazed me, what he got out of this lady, or what we don't know.
Mm.
And I think that's kind of what set the tone for me, that and what Ashley Banfield. What is her back? Where did she was all over the place.
I remember
place,
her back in the day from CNN. And
yeah,
then,
she was on MSNBC for a while, and then NBC.
Yeah.
Very attractive lady with a very good you know, grasp of how to get things out of people. Again, she's sort of like Smirkonish in a manner of speaking, except I don't see her ego all over the place. I just think mm-hmm. she's someone that she can get people to open up. That's an important thing today, because not a lot of people getting a lot of stuff. You get a lot of posturing, but you don't get a lot of information. And again, sort of back to the whys and wherefores.
Well, that report that started all of this, really, for the 20th anniversary, Biden campaigned on having that report finally revealed. Mm-hmm. And it's still redacted in some parts, but...
Yeah.
You know, it names names, and they're Saudis, they're people who were investigated by the FBI. That Omar al-Bayoumi guy, he's the one who told investigators after 9/11 that he had met the hijackers by chance in early 2000 in an L.A. restaurant, and then they became friends. And then he said, he helped them navigate their new lives in the U.S., but then he said he had no idea that they were terrorists or what they were going to do. And so then this report that just came out on Saturday... or Friday, said that they have other eyewitnesses who have directly contradicted what this guy has said. So there's some evidence there, but again, you can't place the entire blame on this one guy. And I'm sure that's what the woman who was saying.
Huge intricacy, a network
right.
of
this is a big
people
network.
And the things that they did, and we all know what their reasoning was for it, you know, to get at. And then there are the stories now that are coming out this past weekend of all of the things that the supposedly the FBI and the CIA and whoever else stopped because of the investigations into 9/11. We found out more. But, okay, so we need to go back to the maybe what applies here is the old rearview mirror, and maybe that works for some people. It doesn't for me. 18 after the hour. Running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to Talentist, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. Learn more. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, Monday, September the 13th. Good thing it's not Friday the 13th, right? Or does it make a difference? 13 is 13. I always thought 13 was a fairly lucky number, frankly. I'm lucky to have Victoria Keelan here, I know that, and Jay Kirshner, who's going to bring us up to date on the latest from the two most romantic, at least the news media would have you believe, that these are the two most romantic couples in America. Why are we so fascinated with Brittany and her betrothed? Is it you? Are you betrothed before you get married, or you're pre-betrothed?
No, I was always fuzzy
betrothed.
On that.
Yeah, betrothed is before you get married, right?
Okay, good. All right, so we got that, and Ben and Jennifer right after this.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
All right, so let's get to Brittany and Sam and why they decided right now is a good time. Are they have this engagement thing, so does that mean next week they'll be married? What does this all mean?
They have this engagement thing.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, they've been dating for more than 4 years. Sam was spotted shopping for rings not long ago, and they announced their engagement. And it was so cute. His manager confirmed the engagement. But they posted photos to their own social media accounts, and they've been very supportive of each other. Brittany has said that he's been her rock. This has been, through 13 years of this conservatorship, this year has been the hardest of her life, and he has been her rock through all of it. He has been super supportive of her. He said, even in a March interview, that he'd love to settle down with her. He'd love to have kids. He wants to get married. He wants to be a young dad. He wants all of this stuff. But it always seemed like the conservatorship was getting in the way, to the extent that they've even come out and said they kept their relationship more under wraps and tried to play it down, even though it was a lot bigger than it was, for a long time, until they finally brought it out into the open, because they were so afraid that people involved in the conservatorship would tear them apart.
Mm-hmm. Which they've done in the past. They have forced her to get an annulment against her will. They threatened to take her children away if she didn't. I mean, this is like the biggest human rights violation that's ever happened, I think. One of the biggest in America.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is like slavery. I mean, this is unbelievable.
I get how, especially with somebody that well known. So she's
right.
One Times reader poll. What does that mean?
Time 100. So the reader poll is, they had like all right under 2 million people casting their votes for who they just felt was the Time 100 top person. And the majority of people, with 4% of the vote, said Britney Spears, hands down. After that, it was healthcare workers and vaccine developers, the K-pop group BTS, Simone Biles was in fifth, and the Times editors will select the official honorees on the Time 100 list, announced on Wednesday, September 15th. So this one was a reader poll, and that one had Britney, like, the icon of everything.
So is this like the Time Man of the Year and a Man of Speaking?
No, it's the most influential. This is the celebrity version of it. Then they have the big dinner, the Time 100 event. It's not the Time Magazine Person of the Year, but it's up there.
Yeah, I get it. Well, she certainly has garnered a lot of attention, most of it helping a lot of people understand why it is that she's trying to do what she's doing. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles in Munich. At the Munich Motor Show, the first full-scale motor show held in Europe since the pandemic began, Jürgen Meindl, organizer of the IAA Mobility, said, "We are uniting the sectors, automotive, digital, bicycle, and urban planning that will belong together in the future. We will present new concepts, and visitors will debate on the right path to a climate-neutral future." For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Nicholas threatens the Gulf Coast with heavy rain. Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana are in its projected path, with the potential to drop 10 inches of rain in some areas. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center said a hurricane watch was issued for the central portion of the Texas coast, with much of the state's coastline now under a tropical storm warning. Nicholas is expected to approach the middle Texas coast late Monday and could bring heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. The storm is currently over water, gaining strength in the western portion of the Gulf of Mexico. Republican candidate Larry Elder, who could unseat Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom in California's gubernatorial recall election, is already preparing to dispute the results with an escalating talk over voter fraud in the days leading up to the election. That'll take place on Tuesday. There is no election integrity laws in California, and the entire state is overwhelmingly run by Democrats. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Staggering numbers are coming out of Chicago, Illinois. The CDC and Chicago Police reported Sunday there have been 214 underage children that have died from COVID-19 complications in all of the United States. Yet in Chicago alone, 286 children have been shot with the uptick in violence since January. A father of six in Chicago was on Fox News Monday. Willie Preston explains what he thinks the problem is in Chicago.
It's very simple, because COVID is a political winner. COVID is something that folks can politicize in a way that benefits. Killing children here just has become normalized, and we have to stop it here in Chicago, and it starts with the politics. We have to look at and value these children in Chicago's lives and stop politicizing their lives. We know the answers. We have to do better with supporting our police. We have to do better with making certain that people have access to jobs, not guns. We have to do better. We're making certain that we stop poverty and start to make certain that we start to build people up so that they can have a future to look forward to instead of just dwindling in these ghettos in Chicago. That's what we have to do.
Chicago Alderman Anthony Napolitano agrees.
And they want to see people weak. They want to see crime escalate because then you need more government. And that's the problem here. We are in an absolute political pandemic here as well.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's now 34 after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Phil McGeehan at the controls in our studio in Washington. And so before moving on to the vaccine and to the weekend with more shots and more shots, the 20th anniversary, September 11th, the weekend, thinking about where we were. I don't know. I mean, that's been relived over and over and over again. And so we just take the 20th anniversary. That's sort of enough. For those of us who do this for a living, it's an occupational hazard to step into all of the things that we've stepped into many, many times before. I thought I've brought out in the last half hour, if you didn't listen to it, you can listen all day long, by the way, all day, every day. You can listen to our program in its entirety at djvshow.com. The attorney who represents the families of first responders who over the weekend talked about how much suffering has continued to go on, the cancers, the other health issues,
COVID deaths. That was a big local story in New York this weekend. Yeah. Hundreds of first responders from 9/11 have died from COVID. They're just, you know, more susceptible to it. So it's like a double. It's every kind of health, awful health issue you can imagine. And now with a pandemic on top of it. It's like, haven't these first responders been through enough? It's awful.
Well, you'd like to think that they have been. A lot of the benefits that they haven't gotten, it's a whole can of worms. And then somebody projected, I guess I was thinking about this myself, and my son and I were talking about this, and then I found somebody else who had a pretty pensive weekend, although it's been very busy on the farm. Being on tractors and working in fields gives me a lot of time to think. It's a great time for me to be at peace with myself, frankly, and to get grounded, literally and figuratively. So it's sort of my meditation time, in a manner of speaking, and I tend to think about lots of things that I don't discuss with other folks or I don't discuss on the air. But the business about where we are now, where our country is, and the aggressiveness of the conversation on both sides of the aisle, if we have to get into the politics of it, and I frankly am sick of the politics of the vaccine. I think there are two things on my mind here, and then I want to find out, ladies, what you are thinking with regard to the posturing of those people who are vaccinated, not vaccinated. What do we do? Should we do it? Are we supposed to be mandated? I have decided on my own the why. People say, well, why did you get the vaccine? I got another shot over the weekend.
No,
why?
Did you have any side effects real quick?
None, zero.
Oh, okay, good.
Nope. Anyway, and I also had a pneumonia shot, the second one. You're supposed to have two. And somebody said to me, you're the person who talks about not getting vaccines. And that is true. I have talked about not getting vaccines that are either duplicative or not necessary in my mind, but we have overdone it with children. I don't feel comfortable. And I say that. Now, so... why does it have to be that if you take apart each vaccine, each circumstance, and make up your mind on each one individually, which it seems to me is the intelligent approach to this, and then you can figure out, well, why did he take that one, or why doesn't he take that one? And with me, I like to think that I'm fairly well informed. I'm very thankful that I do this for a living because it makes me more informed. And I've just been convinced in my gut, and this is about instinct as much as anything else, trusting your own instincts. And for me, the good of the vaccine outweighs the negative. You know, there are people who are saying that eventually it'll ruin your blood vessels and, you know, you'll just bleed out internally. And you know, there's a lot of that stuff floating around. I don't know if that's true or it isn't true. But I've decided that for me, getting the shots, and I had another one over the weekend, is something that is important. I've never had a flu shot before in my life, never had the flu. So you would think people saying, well, I think that would be enough right there for you to convince yourself that you didn't want to have it. But this is more complicated than that.
It is. And I never get flu shots either, and I was lining up to get this. I mean, this is this is not the flu. If you lose your taste and smell and your brain and your heart become inflamed and you have blood clotting issues and all the things that this virus can do to your body, I'm going to protect myself against that.
here's the next step, though, for me, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The idea that the Chinese were up to their Mickey in this is the same for me as the Saudis and their involvement in 9/11. That's where I'm going with my thought process.
I agree, 100%.
It is exactly the same thing, and we have done exactly zero about both of these. Yeah,
in this case, it's
way more destructive than September 11th. But does it have the same roots? Are the Chinese and their ilk, were they... this is what came to me, and watching this woman on Mercurius' program made me think, wait a minute, this is all the earmarks of what the Chinese do. Could the Chinese be in bed with the Saudis, or could they have started because they'll do anything and everything they can to take control of the world? That's what they are. They are. They're
100%.
Maniacal about it, and it isn't beyond a reasonable doubt that these people are responsible somewhere. They're in here as unindicted co-conspirators when it came to September 11th, when it's come to most everything that has befallen us in the last 40 or 50 or 60 years almost since the end of the Cold War with the Russians. The Chinese have slipped in here and slipped in there, and so we don't hold them accountable, or we aren't. So Biden and all the rest of the people that supposedly are our leaders can say they're going to get to the bottom of what happened September 11th. Okay, who's getting to the bottom of what's happened with the COVID? And why are we tiptoeing? It's like walking on eggs look at the Chinese and know that they are responsible. That's another thing that I feel completely comfortable in saying. People say, well, what's the proof? You know what? How much proof do you have to have? I guess that would be my question. You may require more than I do, but for me, I am 100% comfortable in pointing my finger at and demanding that we do something, and we're not doing anything. So, I look at the disruption in our country and how it looks to me like we're going in the direction of having three countries here, the East Coast, the West Coast, and the middle. And there is so much disorder, if you will, and dis-ease about a lot of things, whether September 11th is whether you hang your hat on that, or whether it's the Chinese COVID, the COVID disease. There's just so much here that we politicize, and there's no real reason to make it political. This is common sense. This is thinking it through, and whatever you come up with, as long as you convince yourself that you feel this way, the why of why you feel this way. I know why I want to have the vaccine. I know why I want to hold the Chinese responsible. I know why I want, in terms of what happened on September 11th, to know. I want to know why we don't know. I want to know why. And so, anyway, I've pretty much said what I had on my mind as I got into this thing. There's a coupling between what happened, or maybe you look at some of the things that have happened before. I mean, the more you examine going into Iraq, it's mind-boggling. It's like people were given a vaccine, and it took away all of their common sense. It took away all of their knowledge. It's like George Bush mesmerized. He took everybody into a room and hypnotized them. The fact that we went into Iraq is so mindless.
It's nonsensical. It doesn't.
It is.
Yeah, I know. And when later on, after all of that happened and the weapons of mass destruction, and then this like presentation of this is why we need to go in, you know, that was Rumsfeld and Cheney and Karl Rove and all that, those three musketeers, and then finding out later on every senator who voted for it, which everyone did because obviously everyone wants to protect the country and respond to 9/11, and then everyone goes, well, wait a minute, we were duped. There was no weapons of mass destruction. There was no threat from that.
Why did they know that? It was pretty obvious even before they made the war.
Well, but it wasn't really, though, because and that's why so many of them and Republicans voted for it and then came out later and said, well, wait a minute, we were really duped here. This was information that was given to us that wasn't even factual. It wasn't true. And so it was a mess. It was a total mess. But I don't know. I mean, the rumor that I'd always heard was that it was George Bush's vendetta against Saddam Hussein because he tried to go after his father. And I don't know. Was it a personal family vendetta? Was it protecting the interests of the Carlyle Group? I mean, there are lots of reasons that this keeps going back to. I don't know.
It also always feels like, oh, the American people need answers. They need to see action. So let's just go forward and
action
do something.
Action was true. Yep.
Yeah. And it's like, figure things out. Don't just be reactive. Figure things out and then do what you need to do, but also be proactive. It's just, I feel like this is with COVID as well, where there's so much misinformation because it's like, well, the American people need answers, so let's hurry up and give them answers. The world needs answers. Let's just give them answers. Oh, we did more research. Our answers were wrong. Let's go back. To the point where nobody believes anything now.
As well, we ought not to question. It's 44 past the hour. A little more vaccine info coming up here.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher.
but not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo. Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest event. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the reports this weekend that all of us are seeing about unvaccinated people being 11 times more likely to die of COVID, the people who are not fully vaccinated and the hospitalization, the number of people in hospitals. Okay, so all of this, we pretty much hear the same thing. A different version of the same thing. The Surgeon General, who impresses me not, although I find him, it's kind of like his little squeaky mouse for me. He says there are going to be new steps announced this week to slow down the spread of COVID. If that's the only thing you want to do, and this seems to be, you know, something that whether they know more than we do, that's the, we're back again to who knows what. Why is it that we need to have shots? Why is it that we, you know, we have this mandate? Do we think that, you know, it's the only way to fix the problem? Apparently that's what they think anyway. 10 before the hour.
Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this Land Ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Staples Connect has everything for back to school at amazing prices. Right now, Crayola 12-count colored pencil bonus packs, 10 plus 2 Crayola marker bonus packs, and Staples pencil boxes are just 97 cents each. Plus, Staples 3-ring binders are only $1.88. With savings like that, your student won't just be ready for school, they'll be totally prepped for the first day. Ready.
It's showtime.
Visit your local Staples or staples.com/back to school today. Ends 9/18. Limit 30, except no limit on binders. Prices may vary online.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
T3 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. So we get into the new week. There's amazing news from Amazon. And this is something, I actually would take my hat off to the people at Amazon for this. Why don't you fill us in on the details, Victoria?
Okay. Amazon says it will offer to pay 100% of college tuition for its 750,000 U.S. hourly employees. 750,000 employees. That's huge. Wow. So Amazon's following the lead of other large U.S. companies that are also dangling perks like education benefits and more pay to woo workers in like such a tight job, you know, the tight job market that we're experiencing right now. So starting in January, Amazon is going to cover the cost of college tuition, fees, and textbooks, which is really big because, as we know, textbooks are really expensive. And so this is going to be for all hourly employees who have been employed with Amazon for at least 90 days. So if you're there for 3 months, then you can get all of your degrees and everything paid for. So they'll cover high school diploma programs, GEDs, and English as a second language certifications for employees as well. Operation workers will include the everyone who's in the network of warehouses, the distribution centers, all of those people, all those workers are covered under this, and then it'll essentially apply to hundreds of education institutions across the country. Amazon previously had said that they would pay 95% of everything, and then now I guess they're, you know, in order to get more workers, they're bumping it up to 100% and everything is covered. Now, Walmart and Target have also been beefed up their education benefits recently. Target in August rolled out a program that covers the cost of associate and undergraduate degrees at certain schools, meaning when it says certain schools, it's not that they're picking one university over another. It's how they want to make sure everything is accredited. So Walmart in July said that they're going to pay 100% of college tuition and book costs for associates of Walmart and Sam's Club. And so Amazon is still on a hiring spree. They're offering sign-on bonuses for new employees up to $3,000. Amazon has been on a hiring spree since the beginning of the pandemic. They've brought on 500,000 employees in 2020. In May, they announced that they're hiring another 750,000 workers across the warehouse and delivery networks in the U.S. and Canada. Those jobs are starting at $17 per hour, which is reflective of the recent wage increases, and that bumped up the pay by 50 cents to $3, depending on where you are, for about 500,000 of their employees. So Amazon has a not great track record for taking care of their employees. There's a lot of lawsuits that have happened during the pandemic for not protecting their workers and keeping them safe. They have basically fired workers who've tried to unionize. So this is a step in the right direction, but it does not get Walmart or does not get Amazon off the hook in terms of, you know, how they've traditionally been treating their workers. But it's a step in the right direction.
All right. So Amazon Career Day is this Wednesday. It's a free virtual event Wednesday the 15th. Anybody can register for it. Here's a lady named Jasmine Ginyard to give you that story.
Amazon is hiring for more than 40,000 positions and is holding its biggest ever training and recruiting event. Louie Chalalu, Director of Talent Acquisition, Worldwide Operations at Amazon, explains.
Amazon Career Day is designed to support all job seekers, whether they're looking for a new job or transitioning to a different career. The event will bring together world-leading experts to provide candid advice and insights on how job seekers get ahead, whether at Amazon or another company.
Amazon was recently named by LinkedIn as the number one company where Americans want to work.
All Amazon regular full-time employees receive the same core benefits, regardless of their role, level, or position. This includes health insurance from an employee's first day on the job, a 401k plan with company match, up to 20 weeks of paid leave for birthing parents, and access to subsidized skills training opportunities.
Register now at AmazonCareerDay.com.
All right, next up here, Victoria, the motorcycle world better pay attention to this.
Yeah, and this is a really interesting story that some tech writers found on Apple's support forum. And essentially, if you expose your iPhone to what they call high-amplitude vibrations, meaning like if you have a scooter or an electric bike, which are really popular now, or a motorcycle, and you mount your iPhone onto the handlebars or the dash, you can actually degrade the camera quality over time. So what happens is the technology in Apple cameras is really pretty amazing. And if you know, they have what's called the optical image stabilization, OIS. It lets you take sharp photos even if you accidentally move the camera or shake it. And so over time, if you have this gyration happening with the phone mounted to something that's bouncing around, this could also be a tractor, this could be, you know, anything that's going to be bouncing around, you're going to literally notice that your camera will not take good pictures over time, and there's really nothing they can do about it. So be warned. Be very, very careful.
Be careful. 59 past.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.